This is the Mosaic Church Podcast. Mosaic Church is committed to making disciples that discover Christ, connect in Christian community, and serve others and the world.
If you have your Bibles, just turn real quick to Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make, my version says human beings, but man in our image to be like us. Then verse 27, it says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. And then verse 27 says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, what a privilege it is to worship you, to sing praises to you, to pray, to encourage one another, to hear your word. And Lord, just pray for healing. To honor your creation, our moms. Lord, what a privilege it is to do all that today. In your name, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so the question I have for us in the next 15 to 20 minutes, which is going to be a challenge, is why do we exist? Why do you exist? Why are you here? Now, we have been going through this Easter, we talked about Palm Sunday, we had Easter service, and then we talked about Doubting Thomas, and we talked about basically who's your father. It's all about identity. How do you identify yourself? And we talked about, our father. And so we talked about our purpose, are you a seeker? Or are you trying to find, where are you on your journey with Jesus? He's taking you out of the cage of your sinful behavior. He's broken the lock. Jesus wants you to be, to live this life of freedom. And then he sends an ambassador to bring you to his we use this as analogy to his place. And not only does Jesus want you to live close with him, he wants you to be part of his family. He's adopted us. And then in that adoption, as we are new creatures, new creation, he's given us an assignment, a calling. He's commissioned us. So that's what we've been talking about. And so today I kind of want to go back and ask us, why do you exist? Why are you and I here on this planet? But before I do that, I wanted to reiterate that, and we're going to pray here in a second, that the Lord will begin to work on your heart and my heart. Some of these spiritual truths cannot happen unless the Lord just really begins to open our eyes. There was a famous, in the 80s, musician called Phil Kagi, and he sings a song, how God just opened his eyes. He was blind, and God opened his eyes. And all of us are like that. We need the Holy Spirit to do its part and for us to do our part and work with the Holy Spirit and say, God, open my eyes. So this morning, maybe you're not opening your spiritual eyes as much as wide as God wants you. So we're going to pray that, Lord, open our eyes. Heavenly Father, we just pray that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would open our hearts, our eyes, our spiritual eyes, Lord, so that we can hear and see what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, amen. Long, long time ago, I was found myself in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I went camping with a friend, a roommate. I'd never really been on that part of the world of the Blue Ridge, and it was basically just, it wasn't a campsite. We just went on a trail, and then we decided, hey, let's... Now, again, I'm a child of the 80s, which meant I watched movies I shouldn't have in the 70s, Exorcist and all that stuff. And so I was a little nervous sleeping out in the mountains of the Blue Ridge. And I was a little nervous, nobody was around. And so I fell asleep in the middle of the night. This flashlight was beaming on our tent. Talk about scared. I remember and I yelled, "Who's there?" You know, try to lower my voice and try to scare it. But there, and that flashlight moved again, and I'm like, "Who's there?" And I was ready to get in fight mode. And then when I was about to wake up my roommate, I realized it was my own flashlight I turned on by mistake. So it wasn't funny at the moment. But I remember that trip because I remember thinking I was far from God. And I kept looking up into the skies like, why am I here? What's going on? Why do I exist? And it's not a strange question. I think all of us ask that question. Whether we ask it consciously or subconsciously, why do I exist? Why am I here? Typically, it's a religious question that people ask, but I believe all people ask this question. And it's really important that at least maybe you've been following Jesus for 40, 50 years like I have. But it's good to remind ourselves why we're here. I believe God created you and me with a purpose. We exist because God, in his infinite wisdom, will for us to exist. An all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful God allowed us to exist. We would not exist without him. We cannot, this universe would not exist without God. Just think about that for a moment. Have you ever thought about how you got here? Robin and I like to watch historical movies, and usually, when they do history, it's the calamity. I'm just thinking, how? I'm talking about myself. How did I get here? When you watch these movies about history, you know, the famine and starvation and wars and pillaging, you know, the Vikings. You know, I had a friend of mine, we saw two big campus ministers come in, white, big, blue eyes, blonde hair. And he says, "Can you imagine you're sitting on the shores of," he's talking about Ireland, "and you're just doing the laundry, and then you look down at the coast and you see like 100 of these big strapping men, and it's like, it's going to be a rough day." So those two guys were walking in. So I've been thinking that, and I don't know how I got here if it wasn't for God. You know, just think about it. We talked about my grandkids' great-grandparents. But think of my great-grandparents or your great-grandparents. You know, we're talking probably early 1900s, late 1800s. You know, how did your great-grandparents meet that somehow you're here today? What happened? You know, your great-grandfather was selling fruit, and your great-grandmother, before they knew each other, you know, needed to buy fruit, and somehow that's how they met. And then the rest is history, and you're here, and how we survived to get to this point. All these things kind of crossed my mind, and I realized that if it wasn't for God, I would not be here. If it wasn't for God, I would never be here. It's not luck. It's not chance. I believe God he's designed for us to be here today. I just read out of Genesis chapter 1, 26, "Let us make man in our image." In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, "All things were created through him and for him." And so basically what I want to remind us, and maybe moms, it's not a Mother's Day message, but it can be, is that we all have a design and purpose. You're not here by chance. Some of you might be watching on YouTube, but you're not here by chance. God has a plan and a purpose for you. And I'm asking us, can you embrace that truth? So maybe we get lost in the middle of the mundane of life. You know, many of you are raising kids. I always joked about, it wasn't until I was 50, I felt like in my 30s and 40s, I was drowning in a pool with kids in my arms, and I'm just trying to get some air. You know, I only had three kids, and then, you know, you're floating, you're trying to keep your kids afloat, yourself afloat, and then, you know, for a few of your family members, it's like, throw another baby in there. So now you got four, and now some of you have five. I think that's awesome. Just so you know, I'm number six, and six is the best, all right? So there's two competing views, and I'm being kind of broad stroke here, okay? So work with me. There's the Christian view that our origin begins with God. Our nature, who we are, is that we are made in the image of God. We are children of God. And we have a destiny. Our destiny is to be with Christ, through Christ, to have eternal life with God through Jesus. The non-religious view, which is hard for me to imagine, is that we're just matter. Somehow we got here. We're just matter. We're just flesh and bones, and somehow we got here. Our nature is really just, it's, you know, I don't mean this in a derogatory, but just, we're just animals, you know. We just exist. And our destiny is, sadly, a lot of people believe this, is that we're just going to die and decay. Again, the Christian view is that we will die in Christ and be with him with eternity because of Jesus. Psalms 8 says, and I won't be able to finish today's sermon, but Psalms 8 says, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" God is mindful of us. He cares about us and you and me. And in Ephesians chapter 2, we are God's workmanship. So before we leave today, this morning from church, I want to remind you that you have purpose and you have destiny. And there's a reason you're here on this planet right now in this time of history. Now, you might think, well, the reason is so I can pay bills and pay a mortgage or rent or gas. But there's something even bigger than that. Yes, we have to do those things. But I believe how you view your worldview will shape how you think about life and shapes your life. And I believe followers of Jesus, that we believe that we're not just here by chance, we're not just animals, and we're not just going to decay and just die, but we have purpose, we're made in the image of God, there's value to humans. I believe God offers us a life of dignity and destiny. So when you leave this place, just remember that you have dignity and destiny. It doesn't matter what you do for work. You have dignity and destiny. I will finish this sermon next time I preach, which I believe is next week. I write here that fish are happiest when they're what? Swimming in water. And they're not happy when they're not in water. My grandnephew literally just caught a fish this big. That fish is not in a happy state outside of water. So I write here, fish are happiest in swimming in water, not flying in the air. Birds are happiest when flying in the air and not swimming in water. Lions are happy when they're running free and not some cage in some zoo. Of course, I know they get free food and all that kind of stuff. I would say humans are the happiest and find true fulfillment when we know our purpose and our destiny through Jesus. So no matter what your circumstances are, we all have challenging circumstances. There's not a person in this room that does not have challenging circumstances. I want to encourage you that you have purpose and destiny. Our destiny is to be more like Jesus, and that we can be with him now and forever. Romans 8 says this, I'm going to read a little bit. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering." Let me go scroll way down in verse. Let's go down to 18. And this is what he says. And again, because he has purpose and destiny, Paul says this, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in that hope that the creation itself will be liberated, its bondage to decay, and brought into freedom and the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And then verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Why? Because we have purpose and destiny. Why would it help us if we had no purpose and destiny and value? We do not know what we ought to pray for, but in the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. We know that in all things God works for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And so basically we have purpose and destiny. John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So before you leave, remember you have purpose and destiny. You didn't just happen to be here. God has a plan and a purpose, and you have value. So as followers of Jesus, our role is to now grow in Christ-likeness. It's like, you know, a block of granite, and God's the artist, and he wants to chisel, and we have to allow him to make us into that figurine that he so desires for us. So we have to work with him, and we have to pursue him, and we have to love him deeply and pursue holiness, and so God can work with us. I just want to maybe just close it off here. I'm going to ask the band to show up here in a second. We exist because God loves you. You're not an accident. You have purpose. He loves you. And when you leave this place, even though life circumstances might be a challenge, I hope that it's encouraging that God has purpose and destiny for you. And I want to encourage you to have a relationship with God. Someone asked the band to come up, but I want us to just have a moment of reflection. Let's close our eyes and just really just pause for a moment. Maybe we've lost that because we've been so busy, so challenged with life, and it's the situation that we might find ourselves in, that we have forgotten that we have a purpose and we have destiny. Lord, we ask that you would just remind us again and again, even in life circumstances, Lord, that we have purpose and destiny, we have value. We're not gonna just wither away. We're not just gonna decay. We're not just mere matter. But we have purpose, destiny, value, made in the image of God, our Creator. Thank you that we can have relationship through Jesus, because of Jesus and what he had done and what he is doing. Lord, remind us why we exist. And Lord, help me to live into that purpose and destiny that you've so designed for us. Every eye closed, and just a quick hand and say, Pastor Mario, I need reminder why I exist. That's your hand. Yes. Any other hands? Yes. It's not just a 9-to-5 job, although that's part of it. Anybody else? Yes. You can put your hands down. Lord, remind us, Lord, why we exist. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made a way for us. Lord, I pray, God, that we would leave encouraged that even in our circumstances, whether we're sick, whether we're under financial stress, or even marital stress, relationship stress, Lord, help us to see the big picture, that there's purpose and destiny, that you love us, and we're made in your image. In Jesus' name, let's go ahead and stand. We'll just finish our time together by singing this song together as a church.
We want to thank you for listening. We pray that you were blessed and encouraged. If you like what you heard today, subscribe to this podcast and listen whenever you like. To find out more about Mosaic Church, please visit www.mosaicchurchtlh.com.